The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, a Leadership Fable. By Patrick Lencioni. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, a Leadership Fable by Patrick Lencioni is a business fable about a struggling executive team and the steps they take to become a successful, cohesive team. The story follows Catherine Peterson, the newly appointed CEO of a struggling Silicon Valley firm. She is tasked with turning the company around and uniting the executive team, which is plagued by dysfunction and mistrust. Through a series of team-building exercises, Catherine helps the team identify and overcome the five dysfunctions that are preventing them from achieving success: absence of trust, fear of conflict, lack of commitment, avoidance of accountability, and inattention to results. Catherine begins by introducing the concept of trust. She encourages the team to be vulnerable and open with each other, and to be honest about their weaknesses and mistakes. She also encourages them to give each other the benefit of the doubt and to be willing to take risks. Through this process, the team begins to build trust and become more comfortable with each other. The second dysfunction is fear of conflict. Catherine encourages the team to engage in healthy debate and to challenge each other's ideas. She also encourages them to be open to criticism and to be willing to disagree with each other. Through this process, the team begins to feel more comfortable expressing their opinions and engaging in constructive conflict. The third dysfunction is lack of commitment. Catherine encourages the team to make decisions together and to be willing to commit to a course of action. She also encourages them to be willing to stand behind their decisions and to be accountable for their actions. Through this process, the team begins to feel more comfortable making decisions and committing to them. The fourth dysfunction is avoidance of accountability. Catherine encourages the team to hold each other accountable for their actions and to be willing to confront each other when necessary. She also encourages them to be willing to accept criticism and to learn from their mistakes. Through this process, the team begins to feel more comfortable holding each other accountable and confronting each other when necessary. The fifth and final dysfunction is inattention to results. Catherine encourages the team to focus on the end goal and to be willing to make sacrifices in order to achieve it. She also encourages them to be willing to take risks and to be open to new ideas. Through this process, the team begins to focus on the end goal and to be willing to take risks in order to achieve it. Through these exercises, Catherine helps the team overcome their dysfunctions and become a successful, cohesive team. The story serves as a reminder that teams must be willing to trust each other, engage in healthy conflict, commit to decisions, hold each other accountable, and focus on results in order to be successful. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Dysfunction number 1, absence of trust. Without trust, team members are unwilling to be vulnerable and open with one another, leading to a lack of collaboration and communication. Trust is the foundation of any successful team. Without trust, team members are unable to be vulnerable and open with one another, leading to a lack of collaboration and communication. Without trust, team members are unable to be honest with each other, leading to a lack of accountability and a lack of commitment to the team's goals. Without trust, team members are unable to be supportive of one another, leading to a lack of motivation and a lack of creativity. Without trust, team members are unable to be open to new ideas, leading to a lack of innovation and a lack of progress. Without trust, team members are unable to be honest with themselves, leading to a lack of self-awareness and a lack of personal growth. Without trust, teams are unable to reach their full potential and achieve their goals. Trust is essential for teams to be successful. It allows team members to be vulnerable and open with one another, leading to collaboration and communication. It allows team members to be honest with each other, leading to accountability and commitment. It allows team members to be supportive of one another, leading to motivation and creativity. It allows team members to be open to new ideas, leading to innovation and progress. It allows team members to be honest with themselves, leading to self-awareness and personal growth. Trust is the foundation of any successful team, and without it, teams are unable to reach their full potential and achieve their goals. Main idea number two. Dysfunction number two, fear of conflict. Without healthy conflict, team members are unable to have productive debates and discussions, leading to a lack of creativity and innovation. Fear of conflict can be a major obstacle to team success. When team members are afraid to express their opinions and ideas, it can lead to a lack of creativity and innovation. Without healthy conflict, team members are unable to have productive debates and discussions, which can lead to a lack of progress and a lack of trust between team members. This fear of conflict can also lead to a lack of accountability, as team members are less likely to hold each other accountable for their actions. Without healthy conflict, teams can become stagnant and unable to move forward. In order to overcome this dysfunction, team members must be willing to engage in healthy conflict. This means that team members must be willing to express their opinions and ideas, even if they are different from those of their teammates. Team members must also be willing to listen to the opinions and ideas of their teammates, and be open to constructive criticism. Finally, team members must be willing to hold each other accountable for their actions, and be willing to take responsibility for their mistakes. By engaging in healthy conflict, teams can become more creative and innovative, and can move forward with their goals. Main idea number three. Dysfunction number three, lack of commitment. Without commitment, team members are unwilling to make decisions and take ownership of their work, leading to a lack of accountability and follow-through. When team members lack commitment, it can be difficult to get anything done. Without a sense of commitment, team members are less likely to take ownership of their work and make decisions. This can lead to a lack of accountability and follow-through, as team members are not invested in the outcome of their work. Without commitment, team members may be more likely to procrastinate or avoid difficult tasks, leading to a lack of progress and a lack of trust between team members. Commitment is essential for teams to be successful. When team members are committed to their work, they are more likely to take ownership of their tasks and make decisions. This leads to a sense of accountability and follow-through, as team members are invested in the outcome of their work. Commitment also helps to build trust between team members, as they are more likely to rely on each other to get the job done. In order to foster commitment within a team, it is important to create an environment of trust and respect. Team members should be encouraged to take ownership of their work and make decisions. Leaders should also provide clear expectations and goals for team members so that they know what is expected of them. Finally, team members should be held accountable for their work, so that they are motivated to follow through and complete their tasks. Main idea number four. Dysfunction number four, avoidance of accountability. Without accountability, team members are unable to hold each other accountable for their actions, leading to a lack of trust and respect. Avoidance of accountability is a major dysfunction that can lead to a lack of trust and respect among team members. When team members are not held accountable for their actions, it can lead to a lack of motivation and a lack of commitment to the team's goals. Without accountability, team members may be more likely to take shortcuts or not put in the effort necessary to achieve the team's goals. This can lead to a lack of trust and respect among team members, as they may feel that their efforts are not valued or appreciated. Additionally, without accountability, team members may be less likely to take responsibility for their mistakes, leading to a lack of trust and respect among team members. In order to create an environment of accountability, team members must be willing to take responsibility for their actions and be willing to accept criticism from their peers. Team members must also be willing to hold each other accountable for their actions and be willing to provide constructive feedback. Additionally, team members must be willing to take ownership of their mistakes and learn from them. By creating an environment of accountability, team members will be more likely to trust and respect each other, leading to a more productive and successful team. Main idea number five. Dysfunction number five, inattention to results. Without a focus on results, team members are unable to prioritize their work and focus on the most important tasks, leading to a lack of productivity and efficiency. Inattention to results is a major dysfunction that can lead to a lack of productivity and efficiency in a team. When team members are not focused on results, they are unable to prioritize their work and focus on the most important tasks. This can lead to a lack of progress and a lack of motivation. Without a focus on results, team members may become complacent and not strive to reach their goals. This can lead to a lack of accountability and a lack of commitment to the team's success. In order to prevent this dysfunction, team leaders must ensure that team members are focused on results. This can be done by setting clear goals and expectations, and providing feedback on progress. Team leaders should also ensure that team members are held accountable for their work and that they are rewarded for their successes. Finally, team leaders should ensure that team members are given the resources and support they need to be successful. By focusing on results, team members will be motivated to work hard and strive to reach their goals. Main idea number 6. The foundation of teamwork. The foundation of successful teamwork is trust, which is built through vulnerability, communication, and collaboration. Trust is the foundation of successful teamwork. It is the cornerstone of any team's ability to work together effectively and efficiently. Trust is built through vulnerability, communication, and collaboration. When team members are willing to be vulnerable with each other, they create an environment of openness and honesty. This allows team members to share their ideas, feelings, and concerns without fear of judgment or criticism. When team members communicate openly and honestly, they can better understand each other's perspectives and work together to find solutions. Finally, when team members collaborate, they can leverage each other's strengths and weaknesses to create a stronger team. Trust is essential for teams to work together effectively. Without trust, team members will be hesitant to share their ideas, feelings, and concerns. This can lead to a lack of collaboration and a lack of progress. With trust, team members can be open and honest with each other, which leads to better communication and collaboration. This creates an environment of mutual respect and understanding, which is essential for successful teamwork. Trust is the foundation of successful teamwork. It is the cornerstone of any team's ability to work together effectively and efficiently. By creating an environment of vulnerability, communication, and collaboration, team members can build trust and work together to achieve their goals. Main idea number 7. The benefits of conflict. Conflict is essential for successful teamwork, as it encourages creativity, innovation, and debate. Conflict is an essential part of any successful team. It encourages creativity, innovation, and debate, which are all necessary for a team to reach its full potential. Conflict can also help to identify and address issues that may be holding the team back, and can help to create a sense of unity and purpose. Conflict can also help to foster a sense of trust and respect among team members, as it allows them to express their opinions and ideas without fear of judgment or criticism. Finally, conflict can help to create a sense of accountability, as team members are more likely to take responsibility for their actions when they know that their ideas and opinions are valued. Conflict can be a difficult and uncomfortable process, but it is essential for any team to reach its full potential. By embracing conflict and encouraging open dialogue, teams can create an environment of trust and respect, and can foster creativity and innovation. Conflict can also help to identify and address issues that may be holding the team back, and can help to create a sense of unity and purpose. Ultimately, conflict can be a powerful tool for teams to reach their goals and achieve success. Main idea number 8. The power of commitment. Commitment is essential for successful teamwork, as it encourages ownership, accountability, and follow-through. Commitment is the foundation of successful teamwork. When team members are committed to a goal, they are more likely to take ownership of their work, be accountable for their actions, and follow through on their commitments. Commitment also helps to create a sense of unity and purpose among team members, as they are all working towards a common goal. Commitment is essential for teams to be successful, as it encourages collaboration, communication, and trust. Without commitment, teams are likely to struggle to achieve their goals and objectives. Commitment is not something that can be forced upon team members, however. It must be earned through trust and respect. Team members must be willing to put in the effort to understand each other's perspectives and work together to achieve the team's goals. This requires open communication, collaboration, and a willingness to compromise. When team members are committed to each other and the team's goals, they are more likely to be successful. Commitment is also essential for teams to be able to handle difficult situations. When team members are committed to each other and the team's goals, they are more likely to be able to work through difficult situations and come out stronger on the other side. Commitment helps to create a sense of unity and purpose, which can help teams to stay focused and motivated even when faced with difficult challenges. The power of commitment is undeniable. When team members are committed to each other and the team's goals, they are more likely to be successful. Commitment encourages ownership, accountability, and follow-through, which are essential for successful teamwork. Commitment also helps to create a sense of unity and purpose, which can help teams to stay focused and motivated even when faced with difficult challenges. Main idea number 9. The necessity of accountability. Accountability is essential for successful teamwork, as it encourages trust, respect, and responsibility. Accountability is an essential component of successful teamwork. It encourages trust, respect, and responsibility among team members. When team members are held accountable for their actions, they are more likely to take ownership of their work and strive to do their best. This in turn leads to better collaboration and more effective problem solving. Accountability also helps to ensure that team members are held to the same standards, which helps to create a sense of fairness and equality. In The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team, a leadership fable by Patrick Lencioni, the author emphasizes the importance of accountability in creating a successful team. He argues that teams must be willing to hold each other accountable for their actions and decisions. This means that team members must be willing to confront each other when necessary and to accept criticism without becoming defensive. By creating an environment of accountability, team members can learn to trust each other and work together more effectively. Accountability is an essential part of successful teamwork. It encourages trust, respect, and responsibility among team members and helps to ensure that everyone is held to the same standards. By creating an environment of accountability, teams can become more effective and successful. The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team, a leadership fable by Patrick Lencioni, provides an excellent framework for understanding the importance of accountability in team dynamics. Main idea number 10. The importance of results. Results are essential for successful teamwork, as they provide focus, prioritize tasks, and increase productivity. Results are the ultimate measure of success for any team. Without results, teams lack focus, direction, and motivation. Results provide a tangible way to measure progress and success, and they can be used to prioritize tasks and allocate resources. Results also help to increase productivity, as teams can focus on the tasks that will yield the most benefit. Results also provide a sense of accomplishment and pride, which can help to foster a sense of unity and camaraderie among team members. In The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team, Patrick Lencioni emphasizes the importance of results in creating a successful team. He argues that teams must have a clear understanding of their goals and objectives, and that they must be held accountable for achieving those goals. He also stresses the importance of setting measurable goals and tracking progress towards those goals. By focusing on results, teams can stay on track and ensure that their efforts are yielding the desired outcomes. Results are essential for successful teamwork, and they should be a priority for any team. By setting measurable goals and tracking progress, teams can stay focused and motivated, and they can ensure that their efforts are yielding the desired outcomes. Results provide a tangible way to measure success, and they can help to foster a sense of unity and camaraderie among team members. Main idea number 11. The role of leadership. Leadership is essential for successful teamwork, as it sets the tone, provides direction, and encourages team members to work together. Leadership is a critical component of successful teamwork. It is the leader's responsibility to set the tone for the team, provide direction, and motivate team members to work together. A leader must be able to create a shared vision and inspire team members to strive for it. They must also be able to foster collaboration and trust among team members and ensure that everyone is working towards the same goal. Leaders must also be able to recognize and reward individual and team accomplishments and provide feedback and guidance when needed. Finally, leaders must be able to manage conflict and ensure that team members are working together in a productive and respectful manner. In The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, a Leadership Fable, Patrick Lencioni outlines the five dysfunctions of a team and how a leader can address them. He emphasizes the importance of trust, accountability, commitment, and results-oriented focus. He also outlines the importance of creating a culture of open communication and collaboration. By addressing these issues, a leader can create an environment where team members can work together effectively and efficiently. Leadership is essential for successful teamwork. It is the leader's responsibility to set the tone, provide direction, and motivate team members to work together. A leader must be able to create a shared vision and inspire team members to strive for it. They must also be able to foster collaboration and trust among team members and ensure that everyone is working towards the same goal. By addressing the five dysfunctions of a team, a leader can create an environment where team members can work together effectively and efficiently. Main idea number 12. The benefits of teamwork. Teamwork provides numerous benefits, such as increased productivity, improved communication, and greater collaboration. Teamwork is essential for any organization to succeed. When individuals work together, they can accomplish more than they could on their own. Working together allows for the sharing of ideas, resources, and responsibilities, which can lead to increased productivity and efficiency. Additionally, teamwork encourages open communication and collaboration, which can help to foster a sense of trust and understanding between team members. This can lead to better problem-solving and decision-making, as well as improved morale and motivation. Finally, working together as a team can help to create a sense of unity and purpose, which can help to strengthen the organization as a whole. The Five Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni outlines the five key elements of successful teamwork: trust, conflict, commitment, accountability, and results. By understanding and implementing these elements, teams can become more effective and efficient. Trust is essential for teams to work together, as it allows team members to be open and honest with each other. Conflict is necessary for teams to challenge each other and come up with creative solutions. Commitment is necessary for teams to stay focused and motivated. Accountability is necessary for teams to hold each other accountable for their actions. Finally, results are necessary for teams to measure their success and progress. Teamwork is an essential part of any successful organization. By understanding the benefits of teamwork and implementing the five key elements outlined in The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, teams can become more effective and efficient. This can lead to increased productivity, improved communication, and greater collaboration, which can help to strengthen the organization as a whole. Main idea number 13. The challenges of teamwork. Teamwork can be challenging, as it requires trust, conflict, commitment, accountability, and a focus on results. Teamwork can be a difficult endeavor, as it requires a great deal of trust, commitment, and accountability from all members of the team. Trust is essential for a team to work together effectively, as it allows members to be open and honest with each other. Conflict is also necessary for a team to be successful, as it allows for the airing of different perspectives and ideas. Commitment is also important, as it ensures that all members of the team are dedicated to achieving the same goals. Accountability is also necessary, as it ensures that all members of the team are held responsible for their actions and contributions. Finally, a focus on results is essential, as it ensures that the team is working towards a common goal. In The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, a Leadership Fable by Patrick Lencioni, the author outlines the five dysfunctions that can prevent a team from achieving success. These dysfunctions include a lack of trust, fear of conflict, lack of commitment, avoidance of accountability, and inattention to results. By understanding and addressing these dysfunctions, teams can work together more effectively and achieve their goals. Main idea number 14. The impact of dysfunction. Dysfunction can have a negative impact on a team, leading to a lack of trust, communication, commitment, accountability, and results. Dysfunction can have a profound impact on a team's performance. When a team is dysfunctional, trust between team members is often lacking, leading to a lack of communication and collaboration. Without trust, team members may be unwilling to take risks or be open and honest with each other. This can lead to a lack of commitment to the team's goals and objectives, and a lack of accountability for results. Without trust, communication, commitment, and accountability, teams are unable to reach their full potential and achieve the desired results. The impact of dysfunction can be seen in many areas. Teams that are dysfunctional often struggle to make decisions, leading to delays and missed opportunities. Dysfunction can also lead to a lack of innovation and creativity, as team members are unwilling to take risks or think outside the box. Dysfunction can also lead to a lack of motivation and morale, as team members become frustrated and disengaged. Finally, dysfunction can lead to a lack of productivity, as team members are unable to work together effectively. The impact of dysfunction can be far-reaching and long-lasting. It can lead to a lack of trust and communication between team members, which can have a negative impact on team performance. It can also lead to a lack of commitment and accountability, which can lead to missed opportunities and a lack of results. Dysfunction can also lead to a lack of motivation and morale, which can lead to a lack of productivity and innovation. Ultimately, dysfunction can have a significant impact on a team's performance and success. Main idea number 15. The solution to dysfunction. The solution to dysfunction is to focus on building trust, encouraging healthy conflict, committing to decisions, holding each other accountable, and focusing on results. The solution to dysfunction starts with building trust. Trust is the foundation of any successful team, and it is essential for members to feel safe to be vulnerable and open with each other. This means that team members must be willing to be honest and transparent with each other, and to be willing to take risks and be vulnerable. Once trust is established, team members can then move on to encouraging healthy conflict. Healthy conflict is essential for teams to be able to discuss and debate ideas, and to come to the best possible solutions. It is important for team members to be able to express their opinions and ideas without fear of retribution or criticism. Once trust and healthy conflict are established, teams must then commit to decisions. This means that team members must be willing to accept the decisions of the team, even if they disagree with them. This is essential for teams to be able to move forward and make progress. Finally, teams must hold each other accountable for their actions and results. This means that team members must be willing to take responsibility for their actions and to be held accountable for their results. By focusing on building trust, encouraging healthy conflict, committing to decisions, and holding each other accountable, teams can overcome dysfunction and achieve success. Main idea number 16. The benefits of overcoming dysfunction. Overcoming dysfunction can lead to increased productivity, improved communication, greater collaboration, and better decision-making. Overcoming dysfunction can lead to a number of positive outcomes. Increased productivity is one of the most obvious benefits. When teams are able to work together effectively, they can accomplish more in less time. Improved communication is another benefit. When teams are able to communicate openly and honestly, they can better understand each other's perspectives and work together more effectively. Greater collaboration is also a result of overcoming dysfunction. When teams are able to collaborate, they can leverage each other's strengths and come up with better solutions. Finally, better decision-making is a result of overcoming dysfunction. When teams are able to work together and understand each other's perspectives, they can make better decisions that are more likely to be successful. Overall, overcoming dysfunction can lead to a number of positive outcomes. Teams that are able to work together effectively can be more productive, communicate better, collaborate more, and make better decisions. This can lead to improved performance and better results for the team as a whole. Main idea number 17. The role of the team leader. The team leader is responsible for setting the tone, providing direction, and encouraging team members to work together. The role of the team leader is critical to the success of any team. The team leader sets the tone for the team, provides direction, and encourages team members to work together. The team leader must be able to motivate and inspire the team to reach its goals. The team leader must also be able to recognize and reward individual and team accomplishments. The team leader must be able to identify and address any issues that arise within the team. This includes resolving conflicts, providing feedback, and helping team members to develop their skills. The team leader must also be able to recognize and celebrate successes. The team leader must be able to create an environment of trust and respect. This includes creating an atmosphere of open communication and collaboration. The team leader must also be able to foster a sense of ownership and accountability among team members. The team leader must be able to set clear expectations and goals for the team. This includes setting deadlines and ensuring that team members are held accountable for their performance. The team leader must also be able to provide feedback and guidance to team members in order to help them reach their goals. The team leader must be able to create an environment of trust and respect. This includes creating an atmosphere of open communication and collaboration. The team leader must also be able to foster a sense of ownership and accountability among team members. The team leader must be able to create an environment of trust and respect. This includes creating an atmosphere of open communication and collaboration. The team leader must also be able to foster a sense of ownership and accountability among team members. The team leader must also be able to recognize and celebrate successes. Main idea number 18. The benefits of team building. Team building activities can help to build trust, encourage healthy conflict, and foster collaboration. Team building activities can be a great way to strengthen the bonds between team members and create a more cohesive and productive team. By engaging in activities that require collaboration and communication, team members can learn to trust each other and work together more effectively. Team building activities can also help to encourage healthy conflict, as team members learn to express their opinions and ideas in a constructive manner. This can help to foster collaboration and creativity, as team members learn to work together to solve problems and come up with innovative solutions. Finally, team building activities can help to create a sense of camaraderie and belonging, as team members learn to support and rely on each other. Team building activities can be a great way to build trust, encourage healthy conflict, and foster collaboration. By engaging in activities that require collaboration and communication, team members can learn to trust each other and work together more effectively. Team building activities can also help to encourage healthy conflict, as team members learn to express their opinions and ideas in a constructive manner. This can help to foster collaboration and creativity, as team members learn to work together to solve problems and come up with innovative solutions. Finally, team building activities can help to create a sense of camaraderie and belonging, as team members learn to support and rely on each other. Main idea number 19. The role of communication. Communication is essential for successful teamwork, as it helps to build trust, encourage collaboration, and foster understanding. Effective communication is essential for successful teamwork. It helps to build trust between team members, encourages collaboration, and fosters understanding. When team members communicate openly and honestly, they are more likely to work together effectively and efficiently. Communication also helps to ensure that everyone is on the same page and working towards the same goals. Good communication also helps to prevent misunderstandings and conflicts. When team members are able to communicate their ideas and feelings openly and respectfully, it helps to create a positive and productive environment. Additionally, communication can help to identify potential problems and solutions before they become major issues. Finally, communication is important for team morale. When team members feel heard and respected, they are more likely to be engaged and motivated. This can help to create a positive team culture and foster a sense of camaraderie. In summary, communication is essential for successful teamwork. It helps to build trust, encourages collaboration, and fosters understanding. Good communication can also help to prevent misunderstandings and conflicts, and it is important for team morale. Main idea number 20. The benefits of teamwork. Teamwork can lead to increased productivity, improved communication, greater collaboration, and better decision-making. Teamwork can be a powerful tool for any organization. When teams work together, they can achieve more than any individual working alone. By pooling their knowledge, skills, and resources, teams can create innovative solutions to complex problems. Working together also allows teams to divide tasks and responsibilities, which can help to reduce stress and increase efficiency. Additionally, teams can provide support and encouragement to each other, which can help to foster a sense of camaraderie and trust. Teamwork can also lead to improved communication. When team members are able to openly discuss ideas and collaborate on solutions, they can develop a better understanding of each other's perspectives. This can help to reduce misunderstandings and create a more productive working environment. Additionally, teams can provide feedback and constructive criticism to each other, which can help to improve decision-making and problem-solving. Finally, teamwork can lead to greater collaboration. By working together, teams can develop a shared vision and set of goals. This can help to ensure that everyone is working towards the same objectives and can help to create a sense of unity and purpose. Additionally, teams can provide each other with support and resources, which can help to ensure that everyone is working towards the same goals.